next up is Constable Precinct 4. And by drawing, we'll have Mike DeLauro starting out with the opening remarks. Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate well, you showing up tonight. Here's typically our race at the very end, and so we have about three or four people to speak with. It's kind of nice. So thank you guys for coming out tonight. Thank you, Republican Women, for this honor. I appreciate that. My name is Mike DeLauro. I've been living in Ellis County for quite some time now, and my beautiful wife, I don't know where she is, up there somewhere. There she is, I see her. I appreciate her and putting up with me all these years. I do have three daughters. All three of those are in college right now. One in Virginia and two live down here. 10 in Navarro. I'm very proud of those young ladies. I had to throw this together at the last minute for my album. One that was hit during that tornado. So I've got the patchwork quilt thing going on right now on top of my house. So. It's good, but on the broader side, it gets new skylights without a cost to me. So that's a good matter, I guess. Anyway, I digress. Law enforcement is all that I know. I mean, that's what I've been my whole career. I'm a veteran masterpiece officer. I hold the masterpiece officer certification. Been working for Dallas County for, I think in March, going to be about 22 years, I believe. Been living in Ellis County, like I said, for quite a while, and I want to put that experience to work here in Ellis County. I see a need for it. I believe I can do the job to the best of my ability for you guys. I know this office is your office, it's not my office, and if you elect me, Mike DeLauro, as your constable, I'll make sure I work for you. Be there for you whenever you may need. And I guess that's about it. I try to keep it short and sweet. I didn't want to bore you too much. But anyway, I appreciate your vote. Think about me when you come up in the March 1st primary elections. Mike DeLauro, you can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter. Yes, I tweet every now and then. It's not very rare, but I do. I'm still learning that thing. And you can also catch me on my website as well, DeLauroForYourConstable.com. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thanks for hearing me this evening, and I look forward to serving you. Thank you.
The incumbent for Constable Precinct 4, Mike Jones.
Thank you, Ken and Neil, and the Ellis County Republican Women, and everybody else that's out here, especially on that back wall back there. All people where I get to work on a day-to-day basis. My name is Mike Jones. I'm the Constable of Precinct 4. I have been there for 7 years. I'm finishing up my second term there. It's been a whirlwind. We've brought that honor a long way. We've done a lot with what we've been given, and we've been out in the community 90% of the time. Of course, 10% of the time we have to do paperwork. No police officer wants to do the paperwork, but the civil, you got to really make sure everything's done right before you can get this county in a lot of trouble. So, like Constable May had alluded to, we have to know a lot about civil law and how to apply it, as well as we have to run that office just like you do a police department. So you have to take off your civil hat, put on your police officer, criminal hat, and you have to do everything that T-Code, which is our Texas Commission of Law Enforcement. You have to do everything that a normal police department would do, and then do your civil stuff as well. So it's been a challenge, but we've done good. We've had 7 budgets. They've all been successful. We're always asking for more, and we're always dealing with less. But I think that's just how government works, and we'll keep asking what we think we need to provide the service that y'all desire. And we'll give you what we get and more so. So I appreciate you. The votes the last 2 times for me to put me in as the constable. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Looking at the first, we'll pose our question that we've been posing to all of our candidates tonight. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the office that you currently hold? And if reelected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
The challenges that Precinct 4 sees, and they've all talked about this coming up there, but if you live in Precinct 4, you know it's the population, and you know it's the traffic, and you know it's the bad guys that are coming in and they're taking your property or taking your neighbor's property. It's a constant challenge working with the county. The sheriff's office is doing a phenomenal job. But our biggest challenge is the growth and not knowing who belongs here. We knew cars, we knew who belonged on what street, what cars belonged on what street. We just don't know anymore, so we're constantly having to come up with new ways for law enforcement. You guys know the shape of the roads that's been talked about to death up here. Well, we have to deal with those roads too as law enforcement. So it comes down to traffic for us. You know, how do we get to point A to point B to help to give you what you need in the fastest time without putting other people in jeopardy and you get there when you need us. Everybody knows I'm outspoken. Not very well, very good at speaking up here in front of everybody, but there's a lot of issues that are going on in Nelson County. I think it's a great county, like everybody else has said. I love being here, and I'm honored to be here possible for Precinct 4.
Thank you very much. Mike Millard will now come, and you would, sir, answer that same question. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the office you are seeking to hold, and if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Well, I heard that the question first. Posed, and we're all going to have to answer the same one. And right out of the box, they said, well, it's population. I said, what the heck do you have against me? But that is true. The population up in the Precinct 4 area is huge. It's not the largest precinct, but it is definitely the most heavily populated. The challenge that I see is that as it gets more heavily populated, as it pulls in more residents who seem to come into Ellis County and drop within the Red Oak, Ovilla, Oakleaf, Midlothian areas, is that we probably end up having to have some more full-time deputies, depending on the workload we get. I'm looking at that right now. I've had some numbers that are full to see that and see what might need to be done to effectively grab another deputy or so, depending on how the population works out over there. That seems to be the biggest challenge as far as where we want to take the constable's office. The other one, I believe, would probably be is working better with our other elected officials, working better with those on the commissioner's court, judge, your local law enforcement. Some things have been brought to my attention, and I said, well, I'll see what I can do, but it's going to take you put me in office. It's going to take you passing out the word, getting the word out, letting them know, so, hey, you look at this guy, Mike Millard. He's got it down. My experience is just way more than what is in there right now. And it's no slight. It's just that's the way it is. I've just been in law enforcement many, many more years, worked in every facet of law enforcement that you can think of within the constable's office. Not to mention working a small time with the municipal police department down here as well. So as far as the constable's office goes, where I'm working now versus the one that I'm running for here, it is night and day because of the visions we had in Dallas County. We just don't have that here, and it's just a small office. So it will be a challenge to do the best that I can with what I am given.
30 seconds.
So I do appreciate your support. Remember, Mike Millard. So look me up on Facebook, and I look forward to serving you. Thank you.
Mike, you just said that. I'll be the first to give the closing remarks in this Constable 4 race.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Most of what I said is probably going to be considered as a closing remark. I have the experience. You want to look at experience, I have the experience. Every division that can be had in the constable's office, traffic, patrol, warrants, civil, writs, court services, you name it, I have it. And I have the years of experience to back that up. And I had to do my time to get my master peace officer license, as the officers say, the hard way, which is lots of service, lots of time, and lots of training hours. When we say that we have 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 hours of training, it's like 2,000, 4,000 hours of training that we're actually sitting in seats. It's not just given out. It's not just given out as a blanket thing. You actually have to sit in those seats and receive that training. I have worked with federal law enforcement agencies. I have put together all kinds of task force. I've worked with task force, many task force. How I got hooked in down here with Ellis County a while back is, many years back, is because I was spearheading the task force for the folks that weren't paying their child support. And I had that role. And that's where I've touched base with some of the law enforcement agencies around here in every county that touched Dallas County. We were spearheading that. So I'm very aware of how to run these type of operations and how to run the office of the constable here in Ellis County with what I would be given. I would appreciate, again, your vote. Remember, it's Mike DeLara. And if you forget that, just look me up on Facebook. You know, I don't say a whole lot. But I do keep you informed of what's going on around here. More than happy to answer any questions you might have for me. I appreciate, again, every one of you showing up today to be a little more informed. That does say a lot about Ellis County. That's why I love Ellis County. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much again. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mark, from the incumbent, Mike Jones.
Thank you, Jim. I feel like Douglas, it's awful difficult to be up here speaking. My background is law enforcement, not instructing or speaking in front of folks. More on a one-on-one kind of deal. I'm comfortable with that. However, this is what we have to do every 4 years to be employed, is to come back up here and try to tell you, try to pat ourselves on the back what all we've done and what we plan on doing if we get reelected. But the truth is in the pudding. I mean, the writing is on the wall. Everything that y'all requested for us to do, we've done. We have zero backlog. We talked about experience. It's been mentioned up here. I'm the only one that's experienced as a constable. I was chief deputy constable, if you had to turn that around prior to this job, too. So I'm well aware of what it takes to be a constable. Been doing it for 7 years. I hope to be doing it for another 4 years if y'all see fit. If you think I've done a good job, I would appreciate your vote. Just a little bit of background that I didn't cover like everybody else has covered. I was a Marine for 21 years prior to becoming a law enforcement. And I started that in 1998. The law enforcement, and I retired from the Marine Corps in 1999, so I ended up having to do two jobs at the same time. In fact, one of my training officers, Roger Swan, is back there, so he knew me when I first came in, and I didn't know anything about law enforcement. I knew a lot about being a Marine, but I was a four-year-old knucklehead when it came to law enforcement, but I've come a long way, and that's been since 1998, and I'm a fast learner. I'm a good leader. I was a Marine Corps leader, so I mean, if you can lead in the Marine Corps, then you can lead anything. I guess that's all the thunder I need to brag on myself, but I appreciate your vote again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.